ahead and call the meeting to order. Mr. Pollard.
Here.
Mr. Guy.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Moore.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Here.
Mr. Wesley.
Here.
And Ms. Gorman. Here. Perfect timing.
She's here.
Okay. Did everyone have an opportunity to look at the February minutes?
Yes.
Stop. Okay.
I would make one change that I saw, and that is in, under new business, the first line says, Mr. Harris asked Mr. Thompson. And that should say, Ms. Harris.
Ms. Harris, I saw that.
Yeah. Because I know her husband was not here.
I'll make that correction.
This is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This just proves that you read the minutes.
That's right.
It's keeping us honest.
All in favor of adopting with the one change?
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on, we have in your packet the SSA number one secretary position of secretary two to secretary three in the job audit. Did everyone have an opportunity to look those over, and are there any questions? Do you have anything you want to add?
No. The audit was done by the leadership at SSA. They believe that she has acquired the skills required to be Secretary 3. The audit looked fine to me. Before anybody asks, that means it goes from 1874 to 1950, and it's in the budget.
It goes from what to what, Bruce?
1874 to 1950.
Yes.
And it's in the budget.
And that's what, this is what we talked about last month. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
That we wanted to see the audit.
Yeah.
There it is.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I'm just here in case there's any questions.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Entertain a motion to approve SSA number one secretary two to secretary three. Job
so
audit.
Move.
Second.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Pollard.
Yes.
Mr. Guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Foster.
Yes.
And.
Yes.
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 Motion passes. Number four on our agenda is a purchase request. In your packet, you should have the purchase request, which we have talked about previously, and is the graduate student to conduct the research, design the merit pay system, and work with the Madison County HR department to design and train department heads to implement the merit pay system. The timing of this is June 1st, 2019 through May 30th, 2020.
I make a motion we accept the purchase order request for said training.
Second.
Did we get any of the questions answered about the chairman's support of this and the department head's buy-in?
I personally asked and got a positive, affirmative answer.
I think I see an email. Is it from yourself, Bruce?
Okay. You said maybe I missed that. I didn't see. Was it the department? No, it's very possible.
I saw a lot going on
right now. And what did that say, so basically?
That the chairman does approve.
Yeah.
And the department heads are buying into it?
Yes. As far as I know, yes, I'm getting universal. But
and from what I understand, we're starting with the county department heads, hoping to get the electeds involved in.
I'm sorry. Were you speaking about the electeds?
No, I was. I think that it's a smart idea to start with those that are under the administrator.
Do we have any electeds that have that have expressed.
I honestly have not gone out and solicited. I have certainly made it known to the electeds. But again, that's their domain.
Yeah, sure.
So all I do is give information and hope for the best.
Or maybe discuss the value of a system like this with them, of why they might want it. And I think Robin did a good, had a good explanation, right?
And I thought you had excellent questions before, and so I wanted to address those questions, and that should be also, you've gotten an email, and it should be in your packet as well, as far
yeah,
as.
Yeah, and I've talked to Robin, so.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Did anyone have any additional questions or comments about that before we?
If the electeds were to buy into this, would there be any additional expenses?
No.
So.
No, the program is the program. Honestly, in a perfect world, I believe they will probably adopt it because it makes a lot of sense. It makes budgeting easier. It makes recognizing achievers easier. It's just easier. And it makes a lot of sense. The biggest onus, which Ann brought up before, and I agree with, is the training. Training to make sure that we do the assessments properly and fairly across all walks. And that's going to be the biggest part of what her work is going to be. And, I'm sorry, and I will continue to bring updates as we go through this, much like, I know this isn't as sexy as the jail project, but much like the jail project, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And so I want to make sure that everybody's on board as we go. And as things arise, we deal with them.
I mean, a lot of the training programs or pay-for-performance programs like this, rather than looking at all your employees, whether you have 5 employees or 50 employees, and you've got them on a scatter plot someplace, right? And trying to figure out who are your high-performing ones that might be ones you want to promote, right? This kind of puts them on a bell curve. Right, if done properly, and it's helpful for the employees too to know where they stand.
It's also helpful for the board, I believe, because quite frankly, then what happens, and I'll just make up a number, the board says, county board, you get 2%. That's what you get. Period. How you do that is up to you, as far as that's concerned. So, if Mr. Pollard gets 4%. And I get 0, it comes out to 2, basically, is the idea. So it makes it easier on the board. More questions, concerns?
I have to say, I know Ann Scorman brought this up at a previous meeting or two, which I share her concern that it's important that we do get periodic updates and make sure the directors continue to have buy-in. You may have buy-in now, but not to give up, because this is a graduate student that needs to graduate. And if we don't, our deadline's May 30th, it can't be extended, or this person cannot graduate. And that's a win-win for the county. This would cost 6 figures if we went to the private sector to do this. So we do have to follow a timeline.
And that's why I put that in there, so that we would have that.
We have a motion on the table, and we have a second, I believe. Correct? Okay. So, Mr. Pollard?
Yes.
Mr. Guy?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Mr. Wesley?
Yes.
Motion passes. Do we have any new business? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to old business. Just have some updates from Mr. Cooper on some things that have been happening in his area.
As you can see in your note, we had an ADA walkthrough on the 14th. We went through we're trying to localize issues so that we make sure that we cover them completely and correctly where we are, rather than do a scattergun approach all over the county, because I'm sure we have opportunities all over the county. So we started here in the admin building, and we also did the courts. And I'll be meeting tomorrow with Judge Hillo to go over some of the court issues that they have. And they have several small ones, and honestly, I'm hoping for a 100-year-old building, quite frankly, they didn't have as many as I would have expected. And in the walkthrough, by the way, we had a blind gentleman who is president of the board for the group that we're using, and the director, and she's in a wheelchair. And the perspective that they give us is valuable. Because, for instance, when you get into the elevator in a wheelchair, she can't reach the number 3 to go to the third floor. Well, that's an easy accommodation. We just move the panel down a little bit, and we get on with life. But it's those things that make a big deal, so that it makes our facilities accessible to everybody. We will be having a meeting coming up for the full group as soon as we get the write-up done from the walkthrough, and I'll make sure to email out the write-up so that everybody here has it. We also had an update meeting with Paycom. I thought maybe since we paid a pretty penny for that, we might want to talk about that and see what's going on. We're starting to get some electeds on board, which is a nice deal, and it's not just probation, but I believe the treasurer's office is also getting on board, and I think that's just an accumulation. And the reason why they're doing it is because it makes sense. It makes their lives easier. Instead of having to do things by hand, everything's automatic, and it's just a matter of a quick check, and then they get on with life. Also, actually, I can call on Cheryl. She's here, if you don't mind. Do you mind talking at all about some of the things that were discussed in the Paycom session?
Well, we went over benefit administration. We pretty well have the benefit administration piece implemented. We have a benefit to carrier fee. Going over to our United Healthcare vendor, which sends over enrollment into medical and vision. And we have a feed up and running going over to Delta Dental. Payroll is up to speed. We're working on the applicant tracking piece to get that up and running. And
we had a slight disagreement. We had a slight disagreement that got corrected. The slight disagreement was they thought that there would be a price increase for the service, and we suggested that there wouldn't be, and they acceded to that. There won't be a price increase. So we got that disappointment out of the way early and often, and I'm glad, because I didn't want to come back to this group and say that we failed in those discussions. Because part of the selling point, to be brutally honest, was the fact that they said they'd never have one. And that tipped it over the top as far as what I understand. That was before me, but I looked at all the paperwork, and Annette and Cheryl did a great job of making sure that all of the ducks were in a row. So it was a pretty easy sell to say, you said this, you said this, you said this, here it is. We put it in front of the board. They passed it under this circumstance. The challenge was that it wasn't in the purchase agreement. It was silent. Well, in the case of silence, the fact that we had the preponderance of this discussion, I think, is put it over the top. And again, thanks to Cheryl and Annette for carrying the load on that as far as we're concerned. We're about ready to make a decision on training for Paycom. but I'm not quite satisfied, and I think it's fair to say that Annette and Cheryl aren't necessarily, and if I may, Stacy, who isn't here this evening, but we're not convinced completely that that's a route to take. Obviously, it would be great because it's one package, one system. You plug the module in, at least in theory, and then you get on with life. The problem is, what are you plugging in, or the challenge? Because they have a lot of HR training elements, but they don't have hardly anything else. They just have a module. So plugging a module in that we've still got to fill ourselves really is not necessarily defeating, but it doesn't advance us as far as we would have liked to. And there are a couple of other companies in that space that do nothing but what is called LMS, learning management systems. They wouldn't be in that space if they couldn't compete with these people that have these whole systems. So we're not quite there yet, but we're getting close.
It's the lack of content that is already exist in their system from a safety training standpoint that is where we're concerned, because we would have to build that content, and we're not sure with what we are currently using for the safety training, but that actually will can be used with the Paycom system. The linkage, we're not 100% positive exists there, so it would be a lot of extra work on our end to actually build that, to make that work the way we would like for it to work. So we're trying to decide if that's, I know Stacy was getting those people in contact with each other between Paycom and who we're using, which is part of our excess workers' compensation coverage that we have through Safety National. We have access to a learning management system there. It is a cumbersome system because we have to set up classrooms and then individually assign classes to employees. So to build it takes time to do all that individually. It's not like we can just say, check, you know, all the people that are in facilities management, just check mark off and say all of them need to do X, Y, and Z, or, you know, 1 through 10 or whatever, the number of classes. So it does take some time to do that. We've done that already in many instances to give them the OSHA training and things like that they need, but there's still more work to be done. So we're just trying to figure out what would be the most efficient system in utilizing that, plus having that record-keeping component as well and reporting it.
So optimistically, I was hoping to have it for this month. Reality is going to set in, and it's not going to happen.
Is it correct that there's a significant upcharge for that module as well?
Oh, I don't know about significant, but there is a charge for it, yes.
Sure, and I would term it as significant.
We had upcharge. A presentation with the lady here, you may recall, a couple of meetings ago.
Yeah, I would term it a significant upcharge, and I would not be in favor of having an upcharge and us having to do all the work.
Now you know where we are.
So, I mean, you might communicate that to them, that the board is not in favor of that as well, or at least not.
Is it a systems issue? Because our content is in an old database format, or what's the issue?
No, it's really not an issue. It's what they provide. They provide a module so that you can do these things in it. They don't consider themselves a provider.
That's
the issue.
And what our current provider is, we don't think the linkage is there. They can accept something called SCORN. I don't remember it's an acronym, and I don't remember the entire, but that's what we're trying to figure out, is whether or not that would still work that way, whether we could download what we do have access to and then just re-upload it into the system. This requires us manually uploading all that information, whereas other systems exist out there that you don't have to do that, but it depends, you know, but then we lose that component where we have Paycom, everything would be housed in Paycom. Then we're going to be having a separate system to look to there. So that's where we're kind of, although there is still a component in the Paycom system, what's called documents and tasks, where an employee can upload. So if they do too, a certificate. So like there was some discussion about Mr. Moore, you brought up during finance about, you know, or maybe it was Mr. Chapman brought up about, if someone gets a certificate from some outside training, they can actually scan and email that already into the documents and tasks thing and have that show up
underneath them self-sended visually, and their managers can see that information. That is something I think that really needs to be, we need to do some training on, let people know you can already do that. The training component is a separate standalone module, and Paycom that is not yet accessible. So, but, and there is an additional cost.
Oh, yeah.
Is our IT sending anyone to be a part of these conversations?
Yes.
To help you?
Okay.
Yeah, it's between basically Safety National and Paycom, and them having that conversation to see if there's a way that the linkage would, you know, could be, you know, achieved. But at this point, we're not, we're still in that process of determining that, so.
Do you have anything to add to that?
We're good. I just wanted to make sure that you all got an update, that we are moving along. It's going to move along faster now, especially with the applicant flow. We've got a new application form that no longer asks what year you graduated. It no longer has its first question out of the stuff, who do you know? It has more relevant job-related questions. And it's ready to plug in, so we now already have it within our system. We're going to plug it into Paycom so that then everything goes full tilt, as we talked about briefly before. That's all I've got, Madam Chair.
More. That was just informational purposes only. I had asked Bruce if he would talk about things that were happening over there, just so we could kind of keep them updated before they maybe hit us later if we end up having to take action ever, so we can just be informed along the way. Is there any public comment? Okay. Motion to adjourn, anyone?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We smooth, Erica. That was a good meeting.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
know, no, we don't want to leave.
Fresh luck now.
Twice a year, you'll
fill buffer next time.